माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी जय यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 हे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय द्वैत चंद जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा बिल प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा 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 शील प्रभुपदा नित्य गौर हरिबो 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 नित्य गौर हरिबो 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 हरिबो
श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय जगद्गुरु शील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निगमकल्पतरुर्गलितं फलं सुखमुकादमृतद्रवसंयुतं विभद भागवतरसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुविभावुका नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी।
Readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 2, in the subject matter of prayers by demigods, text number 23 and 24. So I'll read the 23 first and then we can go through 24 and repeat the verses.
Iti goratamad bhavad सन्निवृत्त स्वयं प्रभु आस्ते प्रतीक्षं तज्जन्म हरेर्वैरानुबन्धकृत्।
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Shukadev Goswami said, deliberating in this way, Kamsa, although determined to continue in enmity toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead, refrained from the vicious killing of his sister. He decided to wait until the Lord was born and then do what was needed. Text 24, which is on the board, please repeat.
Ashinaha samvisham tishtam Ashinaha samvisham tishtam आसीनः संविशं स्तिष्ठा भुञ्जान पर्यतन् महीं भुञ्जान पर्यतन् महीं चिन्तयानो ऋषिकेशम् चिन्तयानो ऋषिकेशम् अपश्यत् तन्मयं जगत् अपश्यत् तन्मयं जगत् आसीनः संविशं तिष्ठन् भुञ्जानपर्यतं महिम्
चिन्तयानो ऋषिकेशम् अपश्यत्तन्मयं जगत् आसीनः संविशं सृष्टं भुञ्जानपर्यतं महिम् चिन्तयानो ऋषिकेशम् अपश्यत्तन्मयं जगत् Two Prabhus could read. Asina samvisham tishtan bunjana paryatan mahim chintayano rishikesham apasya tanmayam jagat Āśīna samviṣaṁ sthiṣṭhan bhuṃjāna paryatan mahim cintayāno riṣikeṣaṁ apaśyam tanmayam jagat Āśīna samviṣaṁ teṣaṁ Bunjana paryatan mahim Chintayano rishikesham Apasyatan mayam jagat Matajis Asina sambisham stishtam Bunjana paryatan mahim Chintayano Rishikesham Apasya Tanmayam Jagat One more Mataji. Asina Samvisham Sishtam Gunjana Paryatamahim Chintayano Rishikesham Apasyan Tanmayan Jagat Asinaha While sitting comfortably in the sitting room or on the throne Samvishan or lying on his bed Tishtan or staying anywhere. Bunjanaha while eating. Paryatan while walking or moving. Mahim on the ground. Going hither and thither. Chintayanaha always inimically thinking of. Rishikesham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of everything, apashyat, observed, tatmayam, consisting of Him, Krishna, and nothing more, jagat, the entire world. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, please repeat. While sitting on his throne, or in his sitting room, while lying on his bed, or indeed, while situated anywhere, and while eating, sleeping or walking, Kamsa saw only his enemy, The Supreme Lord Rishikesha. In other words, by thinking of his all-pervading enemy, Kamsa became unfavorably Krishna conscious. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami has described the finest pattern of devotional service as Anukulina Krishnanusilanam or cultivating Krishna consciousness favorably. Kamsa, of course, was also Krishna conscious, but because he regarded Krishna as his enemy, even though he was fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, his Krishna consciousness was not favorable for his existence. Krishna consciousness, favorably cultivated, makes one completely happy, so much so that a Krishna conscious person does not consider Kaivalya Sukham, or merging into the existence of Krishna, to be a great gain. Kaivalyam Narakayate. For a Krishna conscious person, even merging into the existence of Krishna or Brahman, as impersonalists aspire to do, is uncomfortable. Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridisha Purakasa Pushpayate. Karmis hanker to be promoted to the heavenly planets, but a Krishna conscious person considers such a promotion a will-o'-the-wisp, good for nothing. Dutantendriya Kala Sarpa Patali Prokata Damstrayate. Yogis try to control their senses and thus become happy, but a Krishna conscious person neglects the methods of yoga. He is unconcerned with the greatest of enemies, the senses, which are compared to snakes. For a Krishna conscious person who is cultivating Krishna consciousness favorably, the happiness conceived by the karmis, jnanis and yogis is treated as less than a fig. Kamsa, however, because of cultivating Krishna consciousness in a different way, that is, inimically, was uncomfortable in all the affairs of his life. Whether sitting, sleeping, walking or eating, he was always in danger. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. A non-devotee or atheist also cultivates God consciousness by trying to avoid God in everything. For example, so-called scientists who want to create life by a combination of chemicals regard the external material elements as supreme. Such scientists do not like the idea that life is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. As clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhutaha Sanatana. The living entities do not arise from a combination of material elements such as earth, water, fire and air and fire, but are separated portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one can understand the position of the living entity as a separated portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by studying the nature of the living entity, one can understand the nature of the Supreme Lord, since the living entity is a fragmental sample of the Godhead. But because atheists are not interested in God consciousness, they try to be happy by cultivating Krishna consciousness in various unfavorable ways. Although Kamsa was always absorbed in thoughts of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was not happy. A devotee, however, whether sitting on a throne or beneath a tree, is always happy. Srila Rupa Goswami resigned from the office of government minister to sit beneath a tree, yet he was happy. Tyaktva tu namasesha mandalapati shrinim sadatuchava. Shad Goswami Ashtaka 4. He did not care for his comfortable position as minister. He was happy even beneath a tree in Vrindavana, favorably serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. For a non-devotee, the world is full of problems, whereas for a devotee, the entire world is full of happiness. Vishvam purna sukayate vidhi mahendradis chakitayate yatkarunya kataksha vaibhava vatam tam gauram evas tumaha. Chaitanya Chandramrita 95. This comfortable position of a devotee can be established by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yasmin stitona dukena gurunapi vichalyate, Bhagavad Gita 6.22. Even when a devotee is superficially put into great difficulty, he is never disturbed. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnanajana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kramahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Padapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvichesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam karoti vacham pangam langai te girim yat kripatam aham mandeshi gurum dinadaranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram bhavet vismrite viparitam syat shri chaitanya namitam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale shrimate jayapataka swamiti namne nama acharyanaya nitaya kripapadayane gaura gatadam dayana garagram taranam Hare Krishna We'll repeat the read the translation again of text number 23 and 24. Shukadev Goswami said, deliberating in this way, Kamsa, although determined to continue in enmity toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead, refrained from vicious killing of his sister. He decided to wait until the Lord was born and then do what was needed. Text number 24. While sitting on his throne or in his sitting room, while lying on his bed or indeed while situated anywhere and while eating, sleeping or walking, Kamsa saw only his enemy, the Supreme Lord Rishikesha. In other words, by thinking of his all-pervading enemy, Kamsa became unfavorably Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. So it's a very interesting and very important verse where Prabhupada explains about the prospects and the advantages and disadvantages of favorably disposed in Krishna consciousness and unfavorably disposed in Krishna consciousness. This is a summary of today's verse. So before we go into the details, let's understand what is divine nature and what is demoniac nature. So when one performs all his activities according to the guidelines given in the scriptures, so it is called as divine. When we follow the instructions provided by the authorities who follow the spiritual guidelines, then it is called as divine. If one When one do not follow such guidelines of regulative principles given in the scriptures, and he acts according to his own whims and fancies, then he is called as demon. This is a simple definition of a divine person and a demoniac person. So demoniac person always is worried about him, one's own self, what is one's own welfare, without worrying or bothering about others. A divine person always have concern about others. So this is the main fundamental difference between divine and demoniac nature. On Janmashtami day, His Holiness Jayapadak Maharaj was giving a class in Bengali. So where he was mentioning further the nature of a demon. Demon is always have a wavering thought. He doesn't have a steady thought process. In this particular case of Kamsa, if you see, when he heard that the eighth child had born, so immediately rushed to the prison in order to destroy the child. But as soon as he took hold of the child flew from his hand, and he realized it's none other than his worshipful goddess mother Parvati, Durga, in the form of Durga, with eight hands, with all weapons. So when he realized that his efforts were thwarted, prevented from success, so he realized then he was seeking forgiveness, apologizing to his sister and brother-in-law Devaki and Vasudev. Please forgive me. I've done abominable, heinous acts to both of you by killing newborn babies. So he was so remorseful in his thoughts, in his mood, that when he went back to his palace, in his assembly, in the association of the minister, his mood completely changed. He immediately gave orders to kill all the babies that have taken birth. So this is a changing mood. On one hand, he was trying to apologize for his heinous acts. And the next, immediately after that, when he went into the association of his ministers, his mood completely changed. Just opposite. So this is the nature of demoniac people. So we can analyze ourselves, whether are we having divine qualities or demoniac qualities. Often we shift gears here, there, amongst ourselves. So the fundamental thing is, both devotees and demons, the demigods and demons, both have appeared from the Prajapati. But one follows the Vedic injunctions, the other one do not follow the Vedic injunctions. So this is the fundamental difference. So while discussing, Srila Prabhupada starts the purport by saying, Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. This is a verse which gives the definition of pure devotional service in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanamritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. So it is recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami that those who want to practice devotional service should have every activity directed towards satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead favorably. We should start cultivating such activities without having any personal motivation. So this is the recommendation of Srila Rupa Goswami. So one should tolerate, during the course of our devotional life, so many obstacles. We come across so many obstacles while rendering devotional service. Every day, while chanting the holy names of the Lord, while reading, trying to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day consistently. By doing so many different services, we come across so many hurdles, problems. So we have to tolerate these things. Just because we are having problem doesn't mean we have to run away from devotional service. We should not try to find excuse for not doing devotional service. Bhakti is not based on the situations. Devotional service need to be performed under all circumstances, whether one is in a comfortable stage or one is not in a comfortable stage. Devotional service need to be performed under all situations and circumstances. So here we see Kamsa is in a very authoritative position. He is a king. He has so much of opulence. He has so many people at his beck and call. He has power, authority, everything. But still, we find here in these set of verses that he is not at all happy. He made so many different plans to become unrivaled king in the whole universe, but it's not possible for him. He's afraid. He's scared. Like that, there are so many demons that have come in the past. So many demons. Hiranyakashipu made everybody chant, "I'm Bhagavan, please worship me." But his own son did not accept it. He was worshipping Lord Narayan. Like that, so many demons have come and gone. Even in today's world, we may not find demons with big horns and like this, but the demoniac tendency is there in all of us. The moment we try to see, yes, I'm the controller, I am the master, when we think ourselves like this, then we have this demoniac tendencies. We have to see how to overcome those demoniac tendencies. So here we see Kamsa is in an inimical mood to punish Krishna, to kill Krishna. So he's called as a demon. He's not favorable. Whereas in Vrindavan pastimes, you see, when Krishna was stealing the butter that Mother Yashoda was churning, he broke the butter pot and he went into the courtyard. And then Mother became very angry. She took a stick in her hand, started chasing Krishna for punishing Krishna. So here Mother Yashoda is trying to punish Krishna by chasing him with a stick. Here Mother Yashoda is glorified as a pure devotee. She is glorified. Wow, such a great personality. Who can get this kind of opportunity? She is trying to punish Krishna and she is glorified. Here Kamsa is trying to kill Krishna. He is branded as a demon. So what's the difference? So the fundamental difference is the mood. One is favorable, the other one is not favorable for Krishna. So when we render our devotional service, we should see what is favorable for Krishna consciousness, what is pleasing to Lord Krishna. We should choose those activities when we are rendering devotional service. Arjuna wanted to run away from the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna said, "No, you cannot run. You fight for my sake. You vanquish all the opposition for my pleasure." Then Arjuna did that. So that is devotional service. When it is authorized, then it is devotional service. When it is not authorized, then it is not devotional service. It's like a police. Police have a gun in his hand. When he's authorized to do shoot at sight, orders were given during the time of curfew. So at that time, he can shoot anyone. But when the curfew period is over, emergency period is over, if he simply shoots somebody, then he's punished by the law. He doesn't have the authority. So when it is authorized by the scriptures, it is authorized by the Lord, then it is accepted. When it is not, then it is not accepted. So this is the fundamental difference. So here we see Kamsa is always thinking of Krishna, but making plans how to kill Krishna. Kamsa was always thinking. About 20, 25 years before, late 90s, when I was in the Middle East. So one devotee used to come to our house. He's just following up with us. We are a bunch of bachelors living in a house, about 7-8 bachelors living in one house in a 2-bedroom apartment. So our daily routine, our weekend routine generally, that we play table tennis in the evening, then go to restaurant in the night, eat and then come, watch movies and then go to bed at around 3:30 in the morning. This is our general routine, weekend routine. So this devotee, he identified there's a bunch of, uh, Hindu bachelors in this apartment. So he came. He's a nice person. He's basically from Punjab. He's a nice person. So he came and told us, "Oh, we are reading Bhagavad Gita. I'll come and conduct class for you. I'll train you how to read Bhagavad Gita like that." Since he's coming for all the way, we said, okay, one day we accepted. We never realized that he's going to come again and again. So he started coming. Then we thought, okay, this guy is a troublemaker to us. So I was thinking, how to avoid this guy? So I made plans how to avoid this guy. So not guy, this devotee. So that time a consciousness, not guy. So I was thinking how to avoid this person. So generally he comes on Thursday evening, because Friday is the weekend in the Middle East. So on Thursday evenings around 8:30 he comes home. So we realized that this guy is coming at 8:30 in the evening. So we locked the door and went for taking dinner outside. So we waited. Generally he comes for about 1.5 hours, stays with us, and then goes. So we comfortably came at around 10 o'clock back after finishing our dinner. So when he came back, this devotee was standing right at the door. He was doing his japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then he said, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Then we acted as if we didn't realize that today is Thursday, is going to come. Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Oh, sorry, very, very sorry. All these things we did, and opened the door. And then he did one arati, one japa, one mala japa, and then he went at 10:30. So we were finding different ways and means of how to avoid the devotee. So what I'm trying to say here is, we were always thinking of this devotee all the time, but not favorably. Oh, this guy is going to come. Let me see how to avoid him. Oh, the moment we find his number in the clipper, there was no mobile those days, 25 years before. We never had mobile phones that time. So in the telephone, there is a clipper which displays the number. The moment we see his number, immediately not picking up the phone. Then he is more intelligent. He calls from different numbers. He also realized that we are trying to dodge him. So like this, we were always thinking about this devotee. So indirectly we were thinking about devotee. So Krishna brings so many different reminders, gives so many different reminders through various ways. He sends his devotees mercifully. Sometimes if we don't listen to such things, then he says, okay, this guy, let Maya take over him. Let's give more and more problems to this guy. So one time what happened, after many years after I took up to Krishna consciousness, I was conducting Bhakti Viksha. You know how things repeat? So I was troubling this devotee, and then there is another person who is trying to give trouble to me as a devotee who is trying to preach Krishna consciousness. So when I was there calling the devotees, the mother and daughter came to Krishna consciousness easily. Generally it's very easy for women to get convinced in Krishna consciousness, and the children. But the father did not take up to Krishna consciousness so easily. So he was engaged in meat eating and so many different activities. So he allowed his mother and daughter, but he didn't come at all. So he said, his philosophy is a typical philosophy. You work hard, you will get result. What is the need to depend on this God, Bhagavad Gita and all? These things make you only lazy. You don't work hard. I don't believe in this concept. So this is a typical mindset of this kind of a people. So this guy didn't come at all. So he wanted to start a business. So in Middle East, if you want to start a business, then you have to get a partnership with the local guy. Without that, you cannot do a business in a particular area. So this guy was trying to approach this businessman, who's a local guy. So he wanted to get his signature. So suddenly the local guy said, no, my child is very sick, I cannot sign today. I'm going to the hospital. So after a few days, the businessman said, I'm admitted in the hospital, so I cannot. These are all very genuine reasons. It's not that made up story. So all very genuine reasons he was giving. So this gentleman, he was worried. What is happening? I'm trying my best. I'm trying to put in my best effort. It's not happening. But like that, he was very worried. After some time, he developed a disease called goiter in this one. So he went to the doctor, consulted many doctors, hospitals. The hospitals banned him from taking any of the meat products. He said, you cannot take meat. So he stopped taking meat. And then slowly, he started realizing, okay, there is some supreme arrangement above all these things. So then slowly he started coming to our Bhakti Viksha programs, and then he slowly became favorable towards Krishna consciousness. So the point is, the Lord reminds us some way or the other to take up to devotional service. Either we naturally come to that point, or he forces us to accept his authority through his agents. So it's very important to understand that nobody can escape from the Lord and his authority. So it's very important. So here Prabhupada is mentioning about how a Krishna conscious person is always happy under all circumstances. So he is quoting an example of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami was a minister in Husain Shah's kingdom. So he was very comfortably situated, earning very well, huge number of amount of gold coins he was given for his services. He was very comfortable. There is no issue at all. But the moment he taken up to he started following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously, then he left everything, and then he was living under the trees in Vrindavan every night in different trees. So he was very happy there also. So a Krishna conscious person is always happy under all situations. So we know a typical example. We heard from various senior devotees in yesterday's Vyas Puja about the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 69, he went to the West in a cargo ship called Jaladuta. Why would somebody at the age of 69 even think of traveling in a cargo ship to an unknown place which he has not visited? Nobody is there, nobody known to him is there. Why would he do that? He did only for the only purpose of spreading the message of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone. So he wanted to give and do a welfare activity for all the conditioned souls. So that is the only reason why he went there. And he had a couple of heart attacks. So all these troubles he went through, he tolerated all these things just for only one single reason. That is, he wanted to give that mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone. So this is the mood of a devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained, what are the qualities of a sadhu? Titikshava karunika surda sarvadehinam ajada shatrava shantaha sadhava sadhubhushana. He is tolerant. He is very merciful. Titikshava karunika. He is the friend of all living entities. For him there is no enemy or friend. Everybody is equal. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Pandita Samadarshina. So he's friend of everybody, all living entities. Ajada Shatra, he has no enemy at all. He does not consider anyone as his enemy. And he's always peaceful. Whether one is troubled or not troubled, he's always peaceful. So this is the typical, Srila Prabhupada is a very good example for this definition. There are many followers of Srila Prabhupada who have imbibed these wonderful qualities by being a proper sadhu. So when we see and understand their glorious activities, then one can realize how important it is to render devotional service for pleasing Krishna. What pleases Krishna? When we practice, it pleases Krishna. When we preach to others, it pleases Krishna. So when we follow as per the guidelines given by the spiritual masters, then it pleases the spiritual master. When spiritual master is satisfied, automatically Krishna is satisfied. Sam Siddhim Hari Toshnam. One should do activities for Supreme Lord Hari's satisfaction. So in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, so when one gets little bit of mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is ready to give up any kind of opulences, comfort comfortable life, his association with his family members, worldly connections, he's ready to give up all these things simply because he gets this association with the Supreme Lord. So, during the course of our practice of devotional service, we come across so many difficulties which we discussed in the beginning. How to overcome this? So, there is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, Katanchana smrite yasmin dushkaram sukaram babet vismrite viparitam syat sri chaitanyam namamitam. When we worship, when we surrender, when we offer obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the most difficult things will become very easy for us to perform. But when we fail to do that, even the easiest of the things will become very difficult. A very important thing. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personification of mercy. He wanted to give mercy to everyone. So our duty, our fundamental requirement should be to take that mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, 5,000 years before he came, he said, Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam rajaham tam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami masucha. He said, please surrender. Abandon all types of religion, just surrender. He just said that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and then he demonstrated how to do that. He opened the storehouse of love for Godhead and then distributed to everyone without any qualification. He's not worried whether this person is qualified, not qualified. He gave that love of God to everybody. Everybody, he made everybody chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He simply distributed the holy names to everybody. So he encouraged everybody, inspired everybody by investing all his energies in the holy names. All the shakti are invested into these holy names. There are no hard and fast rules in chanting these holy names. One just have to chant the holy names of the Lord in a humble state of mind, like a straw in the street and tolerant like a tree. And then he goes on to say what? Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shvare bhavatad bhakti rahe kriti tvai. So one should not go behind dhanam, janam, sundarim. Dhanam means wealth, janam means followers, sundari means beautiful women. One should always be engaged in following the footsteps of the previous acharyas by chanting the holy names of Allah. That should be the only goal of life. That's what we are seeing here, to render Krishna consciousness favorably. One should not go behind all these things. Anya abhilashita shunyam. All the other desires should become zero. How? By engaging in more and more devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how do we overcome, how do we come to this point of always engaging in devotional service? This is a practical thing we need to ask ourselves. How do we do that? It's all nice theory. One should do pure devotional service. This is nice to hear. But how do we practically do that? So here it is explained in the scriptures that one can do that. Rupa Goswami explained, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. Only by Sadhu Sangha that is possible. In the association of devotees. In the association of devotees, one can practice devotional service nicely. So nobody goes and asks a drunkard, how did you become a drunkard? How can one become a drunkard? When he is in the association of drunkards, one can become a drunkard easily. So when you are in the association of devotee, one can become a devotee very easily. So Prabhupada gives an example, often quotes this analogy, when iron rod is in contact, constantly in touch with the fire, the iron rod gets all the properties of the fire. It becomes fire. So similarly, when we as neophyte devotees, trying to practice, we come across so many problems. But when we always be in touch with the Vaishnavas who are practicing devotional service properly, when we are in constant association of such devotees, then we can overcome all these problems easily. Then we also get all these wonderful qualities of what is this? Titikshvakarunika, Suhurda Sarvateinam, all these qualities automatically comes to us. These are divine qualities. It automatically comes to us when we are in the association of devotees. The lawyer can prosper as a lawyer when he is in the association of the lawyers. The doctor can prosper then when he is in the association of doctors. Similarly, a devotee can become a better devotee and best devotee when he is in the association of the pure Vaishnava devotees. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Just even a moment's association with pure devotees can make one a pure devotee. That potency is there in the association of pure devotees. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Premalati Karamula. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu, pure devotee, dust of the pure devotees, from the lotus feet of the pure devotees, is favorable for us. When we render service to such devotees, then the Bhakti Lata Bija sprouts in our heart. So this is the solution for our problems in devotional service. The solution is that always remain in the association of devotees. One should not try to practice devotional service alone. That is not our mood. Our mood is Sankirtan. Sankirtan means in the association of devotees we have to practice Krishna consciousness. When we try to do alone, then we become, there is a prospect of becoming victim of Maya. Maya is very strong. She is testing every now and then how to. She is going through the process of filtration. Somehow or other to filter this devotee, make him pure. So the moment, we know the story in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bharat Maharaj went to the forest. But he got attracted to with a stag, a deer. So even though he was in the bhava stage, still there is a chances of falling down. So one should be very, very careful. To enter into devotional service is very rare. Brahmanda Brahmite Kone Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. Very rare. Somehow or other we have come here by the mercy of devotees into this Krishna consciousness movement by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all his followers. We should hold it very strong and see that we don't move out of this devotee association. Sometimes we may come across problem from the devotees also. That's okay. That's okay. To get some problems from the devotees is okay. Still we should hold on to this movement, ISKCON's movement created by Srila Prabhupada. Always, whatever problems we come across, we should not move out of this place. Because moving out means it's gone. We are just jumping into an abyss. You know, abyss? Abyss is a deep ocean where we do not know where the end is. The ocean, the deep under the sea, there is no ocean. So we will go like that. We don't know where the end is going to be. We will go deep down, degrade ourselves to the lowest species of life. So this is what outside Krishna conscious life is. Although it may seem apparently very attractive. But we should always stay in the association of devotees. This is much, much better. So this is the only solution for us to remain in Krishna consciousness favorably as practicing devotees. Hare Krishna. If you have any comments or questions, you can share. Yes, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you for the enlightening class. First, all glories to that devotee from Punjab who relentlessly went on with that. That was inspiring. Prabhu, in the purport today, Srila Prabhupada says that demons always find this world full of problems and devotees find this world full of happiness. How do we understand, and this is something I wanted to clarify and has been at the back of my mind for quite some time, and I hope this would be a good opportunity for me to get clarity. How do we contrast this, understand this vis-a-vis Srila Prabhupada's statements where he says that a good qualification for a devotee is to see the world full of problems. To be pessimistic about the world is a qualification for a devotee. It's a good qualification, Prabhupada says. apart from that, at times Prabhupada says padam padam yad vipadam natesham. That also Prabhupada says. And Prabhupada says one should be aware that death is approaching at any given moment of time. So how do we understand this vis-a-vis, a devotee finds happiness throughout the world?
Devotee finds happiness?
Throughout the world. I mean, in this world, a devotee finds only happiness. There is nothing but happiness for the devotee.
Yeah.
So how do we balance the two?
Because for a devotee, he does not differentiate one is devotee, one is not a devotee. For him, everybody is a soul. He is in the platform of soul. Okay? So when we are in the platform of soul, so soul do not undergo the there is no death for the soul. We know that. There is no death for the soul. There is no beginning or no end for the soul. Right? So whatever happiness that we see around the world by those who are not in the concept of soul, basically those who are in the bodily concept of life, the devotee sees that, oh, this person is suffering so much, let me see how to help this devotee. He is a para dukkha dukhi. He becomes distressed on seeing the distress of others. Then he sees how he can become an instrument in the hands of Krishna to see how to help the other devotee. He has accepted the Lord as the supreme authority. That's the point. A devotee always thinks himself as a servant. Right? And he has accepted Supreme Lord as his authority. But whereas the non-devotee always thinks that he is the authority, he is the master. So when somebody thinks he is the authority and he is the master, then he has to go through all the consequences. Right? For example, if I am working under a boss, whatever I am doing, whether right or wrong, my boss is responsible for my activities. A Supreme Court judge is there and there is a clerk who writes, takes certain notes and things like that. So based on these notes alone, if the judge gives a judgment, who is responsible? The judge is responsible or the clerk is responsible? Huh? The judge is responsible because he is in that position. So the clerk simply follows certain instructions and this thing. Then, but the judge should use his intelligence to decide what to do and what not to do. When we are always dependent on the Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord takes responsibility, like in the case of Arjuna. Arjuna was fighting the battle of Kurukshetra. He was killing so many people. Why did he fight that battle? Not for his own pleasure, but he fought it for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Fought it under the instruction, under the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is not worried about success or failure. Because success or failure is not because of his... A bank cashier, so much of money comes to the bank cashier every sometime. And sometimes there is no cash coming at all. So is the cashier worried? Oh, I'm getting too much cash today. I don't get cash today at all. No, he's not worried because the cash do not belong to him. He knows that very well. It does not belong to him at all. Right? Whereas, when he thinks, oh, this cash is mine, then he starts worrying about it. The problems we face is when we claim ownership over these things, which actually do not belong to us. Ishopanishad, Krishna, it is mentioned about Ishavasya principle. Whatever belongs to us, nothing belongs to us here. Everything belongs to Krishna. So we act in that consciousness. Then we see how to engage each of these things in the service of Krishna. We become instruments of Krishna. Then we are not attached to the results. So when we attach ourselves to the results, then comes the happiness, distress, all these things come. The so-called happiness and distress comes. We get attached to the results. Whereas devotee do not do that. The devotee should not do that also. For a devotee is a servant of Krishna. He just follows instructions provided by Krishna. And he should ensure that he follows the instructions of Krishna. But when we do something, sometimes, even though we are practicing devotee, sometimes we whimsically do something, or we become complacent over certain situations as we do, then we have to face the consequences when we do not follow properly the guidelines provided by the scriptures and the Lord. So this is the fundamental difference. So a devotee is always happy as long as he follows the instructions of the Lord properly. That's the basic thing. If he doesn't follow, then he has to face the consequences. Yes, Mataji.
Not a question, just a comment. Very interesting question, Prabhu. I guess there's many ways to look at it, and maybe perhaps look at some nuances of what Prabhu is asking. I think you're please correct me if I'm wrong. I think you're asking from a devotee point of view how to balance the different statements that Prabhupada has said. In fact, in the 13th chapter, out of the 20 items of knowledge, one item is the perception of the evils of birth, death, old age, and disease. So it's not my understanding, it's not either or. It's not like, okay. And also the different levels of devotees. Someone who's an uttamadhikari, who sees that everyone is serving Krishna except me, that's a very high platform. That person usually doesn't preach. They have to come down to the madhyam platform. So perhaps we can look at it from the level of the devotee, where what level that devotee is at. And it's a balanced approach. You need both. We shouldn't focus only on the evils of the material world, because it's not all about detachment. Detachment is a concomitant factor of devotional service. Knowledge and detachment comes automatically. So detachment has to be there, but more we should focus on being attached to Krishna. That doesn't mean we're not realistic, because we have to be realistic.
Yeah.
Otherwise we can't preach. The devotee is happy to the extent that he or she is connected with Krishna and is Krishna conscious. But that doesn't mean that he or she doesn't see the evils. Because it is. There is a lot of evil.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of misery in this world. I mean, Krishna certifies this material was dukkhalya mashashvatam. So we, on one hand, we cannot deny that. But not to just focus on the negative side.
Sure.
That's not the end, is to focus on the positive side also. So I think it's more of a balanced approach, the level of advancement of the particular devotee. Anyway, that's my two cents, my humble opinion.
Sure. Thank you. Good point, Mataji. Thank you very much. Okay. Shrimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.